Good evening. This is Monet, aka Monica, and I haven't recorded in quite some time. Tonight's one of those nights where I just wanted to record a little something. Might be a little different than people might expect, but I'm sitting here just one of those nights just thinking about, the dating and how dating has changed and the internet and social media and just the way we connect with people now. And I'm one of those people where I still like to connect with people. I mean, of course, the internet's opened it up and made the options much greater, but I still like the one-on-one phone conversations. Yes, you have to kind of embrace texting, if you will, in this day and age, but I still like the one-on-one. But I was thinking more tonight about finishing mommy duty, and as a single woman, sometimes, Christian or not, sometimes you just get a little lonely, and just thinking about sometimes how we're often told as Christians that you shouldn't wear certain outfits, and you shouldn't maybe be kind of sassy, and I'm not saying you go and you be vulgar and you be wild and crazy, but sometimes it's nice to just put on something sassy, and it's nice just to really just feel like a lady, sometimes just feeling sexy, not for anyone particularly, but for yourself. But sometimes you just do, you just miss a special person in your life. And I was just sitting here thinking about how I used to enjoy wearing the shirts of a person that I, dated and would wear his cologne, even though he wasn't around, but just to have that scent next to me and just a glass of wine and just thinking about how special it is or was to just share time with someone, to really invest who you are in someone and someone in you. And that doesn't mean it has to be all sexual, but just really thinking again about how just dating has changed. And probably because as I'm starting to think about dating again and getting back out there, how I over 40 is so much different than over 20 and being divorced and some of the things that now mean more to me than they did back then, because the game is different, if you will. The stakes are higher. We have more years behind us than we maybe do ahead of us. So just the investment of dating again, and man, what a difference it is. But I just want to encourage other women, Christian or non-Christian, who just sometimes maybe don't feel as attractive, or because of life, you just feel like you just don't feel alive. And I just want to encourage you that sometimes just be alive for you. And I believe that God, if we are getting in the place of seeking Him about who should be in our lives, that he begins to open doors. And but I think that even as Christian women, that it is okay to love who you are and to enjoy being sassy and just appreciate. But I also I think and hope that most of us, as we get over 40 and start to think about dating again, that we really value the investment of time, investment of our heart, and the investment of just thinking about our future, that it just is so important to think about who we connect with. But again, this post, more most importantly tonight, is just about embracing and enjoying the sassy, sexy, awesome you ladies. And again, it's okay to think about, if there's someone special that you have had in your life in the past and some of those thoughts come up, it's okay to think about that. To, like I said, get a nice glass of wine and just sometimes I like just sometimes maybe putting on his shirt or spraying, like I said, his cologne, even if he's not in your life anymore. Sometimes we shouldn't probably hold on to some of those memories, but it's just the reality sometimes of where things are at. So just want to encourage you. Appreciate, embrace, and love your sexiness, your sassiness, and just everything about you. And it's perfectly okay to have memories and to desire to be with someone again. Just make sure it's the right someone, to remember none of us are perfect, and just to be open and to love outside of the box sometimes. Good night.